But I am concerned about home title fraud, and that's our sponsor here, Glenn, of course, Home Title Lock.
Sure.
We talked about the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. It had 2,000 complaints just in Manhattan on home. Can you not get dressed in front of the camera? I don't even understand. What, is this your first day? Criminals, of course, look for these deeds to steal. And in just the 2000 in Manhattan, that's just one place. I mean, can you imagine how many there are around the country? It's one of the fastest growing crimes in America. If you have a home, if you have equity in your home, you need to get Home Title Lock. You need to get it now. Home Title Lock, for pennies of the day, they put a barrier around your home's title and mortgage. Thank you, Glenn. HomeTitleLock.com. Register your home to learn if your title has already been stolen. If you register your home now, you'll receive a free $100 free scan and report. If you go to register at HomeTitleLock.com, HomeTitleLock.com. Protect your home now.
The fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Holy cow, there is a lot to discuss. Joe Biden and his criminal activity, Bernie Sanders, and his wonderful health care plan, which I don't know about you, but I love. I love. We'll begin there in 1 minute.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
First, let me talk to you if you're trying to sell your house. If you're trying to sell your house, I have the real estate agent for you. It's realestateagentsitrust.com. They're going to find the person that is right in your neighborhood, right for your neighborhood, right for you selling your house for the most amount of money and the fastest possible closing. It is realestateagentsitrust.com. They are experts in your neighborhood. They have a long track record of performance, and they do business like you. They share your values. So if you are looking to buy or sell a home, realestateagentsitrust.com. You'll find the right agent there. Realestateagentsitrust.com. Gosh, what is this? Oh, what is this?
Brookers.
I love Brookers.
Right?
We're going to get to the site. Hang on just a second. I want to get to, there's a couple of things. On today's show, I am going to prove that we never went to the moon.
You've got some evidence.
I do have evidence.
I was surprised about.
Okay, so I'm going to prove we never went to the moon and NASA is still lying to us. You saw that picture of the black hole?
Yes, I have.
I have a theory. That is a glazed donut on a piece of black velvet. And he hit the lighting right, and you just knock the camera out of focus. And that's a glazed donut. That is not a black hole.
The first picture of a black hole.
No, it's not. It's a donut hole. And I can prove it, and we will do side by side.
To be clear, it is not a donut hole, which is something else you would buy, also known as a munchkin, which is hateful, I believe, by Dunkin' Donuts.
Right.
But no, yeah, it's not a donut hole. It's an actual donut with a hole in it that you believe represents what the black hole picture is.
I'm telling you, NASA says, oh, look, we just took a picture of the black. No, you didn't. You put a donut, a glazed donut, on a piece of velvet and knocked the camera out of focus, and that's what you're saying is a black hole. And I will prove it on today's program.
Now, before you do what you're about to do,
because
we're going to talk about Bernie Sanders' Medicare for all thing. Mm-hmm. And so let's start it with something that's going to make us need Medicare, at least for us. Mm-hmm. We have, first of all, donut talk. Second of all, we have tons and tons of ice cream to taste today during the show.
This is the greatest day of my life. I could die happy
right now. I mean, I don't know why we're doing anything else. Forget Bernie Sanders. He's a socialist, whatever. I mean, whatever.
We're all going to die someday.
No, we have Brookers Founding Flavors, which you talked about a couple weeks ago.
Okay, these are people who started their own ice cream store. And I am not kidding you. I've only had a couple of their flavors when I was out by their store. And they came and they brought some ice cream a couple of weeks to me, a couple of weeks ago. And I said to my wife, I want a franchise.
You actually came back legitimately pitching for a franchise.
I really want a franchise. I want a part of this because I could die happy. I could retire and go work at an ice cream store. Mm-hmm. It'd be the greatest thing of my life.
Yes.
And it's got the Founding Fathers stuff in it. This is me. I'm all in. I wasn't necessarily all in until I mean, I like the idea of an ice cream store, But this is, what is it, 18% butterfat?
That is, I believe, what they said, yes.
So now the best ice cream I've ever had is Bluebell here in Texas. And people will talk about Bluebell. If you've ever been to Texas and you've had Bluebell, you talk about it, and everybody's like, it is the best. And you don't think it could get better once you've had it. And that is 14%
butter? 13. And Bluebell does not even hit the 14%, which is the level for super premium, I think it is, or mega premium, or exotic premium. So there's some level of ice cream where you get there. Because
it's like the ice cream of kings is right. 14%.
Bluebell is good ice cream, but Bluebell is ice cream you go and you get in a half gallon at a grocery store. Like, it's really good ice cream. There's a level of like Kraft ice cream that is available now if you don't mind spending $12 a pint for it.
Yeah, not Kraft with a K.
No, not Kraft with a K. That's right. It's like craft beer, right? Like, right. Now there's millions of these crazy varieties. Now, this one is not one of them, because there's a lot of these are mail order, and I've actually ordered some of these before, and it's insane. It's like, triple the calories per,
Have you
serving.
Had any of this yet?
I haven't had any of it. I'm so excited. So we have two flavors to start off.
Okay.
We've paired the Adams together. There's Abigail Adams Salted Crack Cookie Advice, and Samuel Adams, Father of the Cookies and Cream Revolution.
Okay. Which one is the, which one's the white one, and which one's kind of
Is that really a question from someone? If someone knows ice cream, they know cookies and cream is obviously the one with Oreos in it.
I can't tell which is
Oreos.
Okay. I see it. All right. I see it.
One's caramel. No, jeez. All right. Let's try it.
Oh, my gosh. This is so good. Which one are you trying?
Cookies and cream one.
Oh, I'm trying the other one. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Try the other one.
Okay.
The one with this has caramel in it and chocolate.
I'm a big caramel guy, too.
And notice the ice cream. It is like, it's not, this sounds gross, but imagine the creaminess. It's almost like eating a stick of butter. Not in a gross way.
It doesn't taste like
that. It doesn't taste like that. It's just so creamy.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's over the top.
Oh, my gosh.
It like sticks to your tongue.
This is the best ice cream I've ever had.
It like sticks to your tongue.
Oh my
gosh,
this is
good. It is so creamy. And like this is why, and we've talked about this a million times.
Oh my gosh, this is good.
This is
why the cookies and cream one.
This is why our country was founded.
This is why our listeners are so great.
Well, listeners, whatever. What I'm talking about is this nation was founded to create things like this.
Gosh.
You think they have this in North Korea?
No.
There's no ice cream that tastes like this in Cuba.
There's no fat in North Korea, except on one guy. This is unbelievable.
Oh, really good. Those are two. And like, we kind of started off with, I mean, these are two flavors that look really good. These are not, we have a whole menu of flavors tonight to taste test. This is not the one I would pick. I don't think I would pick either one of these. I do like cookies and cream.
I like cookies and cream. I would not have picked the other one.
Yeah,
is that the Abigail?
Yeah.
And that is, I haven't even tried the cookies and cream. That is unbelievable.
Mm. So, two flavors.
This is Brooker's.
Yes, Brooker's founding flavors.
Mm-hmm.
It's you have the Abigail Adams one, which is smoked salted caramel ice cream with crack cookie chunks. And then the Samuel Adams, which is cookies and cream ice cream, chunks of chocolate sandwich cookies.
It is my goal today to do two things. Blake Harris. His book was 33,336 or 32 2 days ago.
Yeah.
It had been out for a month. Nobody had read it. This guy is a liberal journalist who found out the truth about what was going on because of Donald Trump and the way the press was treating the supporter of Donald Trump. And it's a huge story. No one would cover it. No one. And this guy is a great writer. Last night, I got a note that his book is up to number 4.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's number 4, from 33,000 to number 4 because of this audience. He has no other interviews. It's my goal to make that book number 1. And it is also my goal for everyone to gain at least 3 pounds with Brooker's, founding flavors?
Yes. I've had 3 spoonfuls, so I already have gained the 3 pounds. that's what it feels like, at least. It is really good. So we'll give you more flavors.
This cookies and cream is... I've never tasted anything like that.
It is really good. Really good.
Oh, my gosh, this is good.
By the way, yes, we're eating ice cream At this time of day.
Yes, but we're looking at my retirement. I'm going to buy a franchise. When they start to franchise, they don't franchise yet. When they start to franchise, this, you know what? This makes a Cold Stone Creamery look like, I don't know, Dairy Queen.
This is always the Glenn way. He cannot give a compliment without insulting somebody else. I've had to deal with this for 20 years. 20 years of this. It's always.
But it's been a sweet ice cream filled 20 years, has it not?
I will say I've had more ice cream at work than I would have expected getting into this business. So thank you for that. Should we take a quick 1 minute break and then talk about the Bernie Sanders thing? Because there are differences in this Bernie Sanders Medicare for All thing from all the other pitches that you are not going to believe.
This is worse than the NHS in England. It is Venezuelan healthcare. It really is. It will blow your mind how far we have come from Obamacare, where you can keep your doctors, to
remember that
you will not keep your health care. You will not keep your doctor, no matter what.
Nope.
And this is a terrifying plan to be proposed in America. In fact, this plan is so radical, it would not even fly in Canada. This is way beyond Canada.
Unconstitutional in Canada.
In Canada, this is really Cuban or Venezuelan healthcare. We'll get to that in a second. First, let me tell you about our sponsor this half hour. It's X-Chair. X-Chair is great because you could eat ice cream all day and it will not collapse under your weight. It won't do it. It won't do
it. We have 10 flavors. Does X-Chair guarantee its structural integrity?
No, but we're
going to
put both of them to the test. We're going to disprove the black hole picture. And prove that X-Chair can withstand the weight of this program eating ice cream. X-Chair Basic, you can get it now. X-Chairs comes with 30-day, no-questions-asked guarantee of complete satisfaction and free shipping. It's a little like this Brooker's ice cream that you have to kind of sit in it. Oh my gosh, sitting in ice cream. Next time we do this, I need a bathtub. Anyway, you're going to have to sit in the chair before you understand how great it is. And you will see it's more of like a lazy boy than anything else. I mean, it's a good office chair and you'll stay awake and stuff. But if you want to kick back, you're dead asleep. I'm telling you, an hour and a half into this show with this much ice cream, I'm dead asleep. X-Chair on sale now for $100 off. Just go to xchairbeck.com. That's the letter xchairbeck.com. 1-844-X-CHAIR. That's 1-844-X-CHAIR or xchairbeck.com. We break for 10 seconds. Station ID.
I mean, are you just going to...
The ice cream of kings, I'm telling you. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about Bernie Sanders. And there's several layers of healthcare. And so forget about the free market thing.
Oh, dead.
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 We start at Obamacare as it was passed.
Yeah, the five layers of crazy here right. When it comes to socialist medicine. So you start off with Obamacare as it was passed. We all know that system, right? There's a marketplace. If you don't have health insurance, you're of course forced to buy it. Mm-hmm. And by the way, you're still forced to buy it. The individual mandate did not go away. They just zeroed out the penalty.
Right.
So you are technically in violation of the law, just your penalty is $0. So you go, there's a marketplace set up. They've got the gold and the silver and the bronze plans, and you go and you choose your wonderful Obamacare. We all know how crappy that is. And we know it kind of clearly because, you know, 18 of 18 candidates are saying we need to change this thing as fast as possible on the Democratic side.
Right.
It's not Republicans saying, I mean, sure, they're saying it too. We need to get rid of Obamacare and come up with something else. But the Democrats are also saying we need to get rid of Obamacare and come up with something
else. And here's what's sad in our country today. This is America, and no one is saying let the free market work. This is the country that changed healthcare. Let the free market work. No. Not possible.
It is sort of a rare point of view.
Yes.
So we know what that is. Now we go up an extra level to the next level of crazy, the second level of crazy in healthcare. And this is the Obamacare that Barack Obama ran on in 2008. So this is, if you remember, there was a big battle between Hillary and Barack Obama in 2007 and 2008 on what the program was going to be. Barack's solution was no individual mandate. As he most famously said, if an individual mandate were work for healthcare, why don't we just mandate that homeless people buy homes? Then we'll get rid of homelessness. Which is a really good point, except he completely abandoned it as soon as he got in office. So you have this situation where Obamacare, with all your markets and your little marketplace, and everyone can go buy their healthcare. And then one of the options there is a public option provided by the government. It's one of your slew of choices as you go into this marketplace, and you'll just see that one pop up and you can take that one. Okay, that was Obama's idea. He could not get that through on Obamacare, so that is not part of the law now. So let's go to the third level of crazy when it comes to socialist medicine. You have this thing called Medicare for those who want it. We're getting into the Medicare for all now. And the now conservative approach from Democrats is something basically called Medicare for those who want it. So you could opt out of the whole system of Obamacare and your own private insurance. However, those things would still exist if you theoretically you could keep them if everything worked out for you and they didn't change the law on you. But in the marketplace, there'd be those marketplace choices, or you could just opt out of the whole thing, and you could just be like, you know what, I'm just in Medicare.
So just so you remember, this is really what conservatives said. Why don't you just do this? Why don't you just do this? If you want, if we're going to have to put more people on government health care, why not just expand Medicare for those people who really, really need it?
Which is essentially just what Medicaid was, right?
Yes, yes.
So I don't know if they really, I mean, conservatives don't want an expansion.
No, no, no.
I know that, but
I'm saying the conservative that said we have to do something for the poor and the blah, 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 right. blah, blah. Conservatives were saying you'll make it cheaper if you let the free market work in the insurance industry.
Of course. Yeah, I mean, you know, if you think about this, is like with global warming, a lot of people will say, I want a carbon tax. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of people on the left will say, I want cap and trade. And we're just, most people who look at these things honestly and say, cap and trade, you're just trying to fool us into thinking we have a market.
Right.
Right. Where a carbon tax is really what you want. You want a bunch of money so you can redistribute it and mm-hmm. say it's about global warming. Just go for the carbon tax. Mm-hmm. So that's level three. So Medicare X is also what it's called. Tim Kaine just proposed this in the Senate. Obviously not going to pass, but that's the idea of it. You'd be able to opt out of the system completely and just become a retired person. Right. You're just on Medicare and everyone has that choice. Now, Medicare for All is the fourth level of insanity on socialist healthcare. And you've heard Medicare for All tossed around over a bunch of different products and proposals. But the very basic idea of it here is your private insurance, if you have it through your employer, that goes away. There's no more private insurance. We go to a real single payer healthcare vision for the future. So this means that every time you go to the doctor, mm-hmm. your bill, you don't do anything. You don't have to pay. Well, sometimes there's a copay involved in these. But generally speaking, it goes to the government and the government pays all the bills. The government is going to obviously eventually control costs. They're going to set prices. They're going to ration care. All those things that we complain about all the time. Very common with single payer systems, delays, etc. So you go there.
Paperwork. Hell.
Yeah.
For anybody in the healthcare industry. And honestly, paperwork hell for you. If you think that you and your doctor are like, you should have this test, you may not be allowed to have that test. You may not be allowed to have that medication. No matter what your doctor says, I'm sorry, it's not available. I can't make that available. The government won't pay for it.
But in the Medicare for All world, there's a solution to that.
Yes.
Okay. And it's something that like evil rich people, mm-hmm. like evil Glenn Beck, would be able to do. Right. What would you do if you were in this government sponsored world where your only choice was Medicare?
I would do what I'm doing right now, mm-hmm. which is I provide really good medical care for everybody in the office. Yeah. And I pay for almost all of it, don't I?
Well, for me, you pay for all of it. I have a special arrangement.
Wait.
We'll okay. talk about it
so
later.
Anyway, all right. So anyway, so I do that for everybody, but I can afford the daily medical care. So if, you know, I got to go to the, you know, urgent care, or I got to go get a shot or something like that. I just pay for that. Mm-hmm. I have insurance for catastrophic health care.
Right.
Okay. Because mm-hmm. it's cheaper for me, and it's just better, and I can get the care that I want when I want it. Because it's totally free market.
Right.
Totally free market.
Think about this as far as comparing it to education, right? If you are unhappy with public schools, you may go to a private school.
Mm-hmm.
And so people who have more money might go and decide to spend more of their money to get them out of the school system.
And you actually end up spending less, because doctors will work with you. And they'll say, okay,
less
you know what
would normally cost, right? Yeah.
Yeah. They'll mm-hmm. say, because they're not doing any paperwork. Okay, because you're just writing them a check. So they're like, oh, my staff doesn't have to do anything. I just can take this check and deposit it. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so it cuts down on their time with red tape. So they don't have to hire all those people. And so what they do is they just lower the cost. Or many times they'll say, you know what? There's a CAT scan, or there's this test on over here. It's a lot cheaper. Why don't you just go there?
Right. So we go to the fifth level. This is Bernie Sanders' plan. Would make what we're talking about, this sort of concierge care or care above, you know, the normal
or
system.
Or private insurance or private anything.
Private insurance is already gone in level four of this craziness. Level five, Bernie Sanders' announced plan would make what Glenn is talking about illegal. So if you just believe the care was bad and you prioritize saving up all your money to go and get medical care on your own, it would be illegal to do it.
You have
to leave the country.
You have the money. You want to be able to go and have your child treated for something that the government is like, no, I'm sorry, we're just not going to treat that.
Yep.
You have to leave the country because it's illegal to pay anybody who can do that.
Incredible. This is legitimately his proposal. And you'll hear this buzzword coming up a lot in these debates in the next few months. It's called equality of care. They're no longer talking about the best care. They're talking about equality of care. The problem with you, Glenn, is you have too much money and you're getting better care than other people.
But I am the guy who bought the $10,000 flat screen TV that allowed the companies to then sell it for $400. You know, 2 years later.
There's haves and have-nots, and we need to make that illegal.
Unbelievable.
He's legitimately outlawing the best care. That's his plan.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
All right, I want to talk to you a little bit about Blinds.com. This is a company that has 15 million windows covered and 30,000 five-star customer reviews. America's number one online choice for affordable custom window coverings is Blinds.com. Whatever you're looking for, they make the entire process affordable and really, really easy. And right now, they're bringing Black Friday sales to April. Now through April 15th, which is Monday, right? Yeah, it's Black Monday. It's Black Monday. It's April 15th, tax day on Monday. Black Friday savings now through Monday at blinds.com. 45% off everything, plus an extra 5% off with promo code Beck. So if you saved yourself a lot of money and you're not paying as much in taxes, go to blinds.com now through Monday, 45% off plus an extra 5% off with the promo code Beck. That's 50% off. Blinds.com off of everything. Promo code Beck now until Monday.
And get all the great shows from this week on demand at blazetv.com/Glenn. Use the promo code Glenn. Save $10. You have to see the Biden expose that happened last night.
We have to touch base on something that we've been working on all week, and that is the Biden bracket. We started out with the 32 creepiest pictures of Joe Biden and whittled it down yesterday. We found out as the listeners spoke and each picture was pitted against another, we found the most creepy, or at least voted by the audience, the most creepy picture of Joe Biden. To talk about the Biden bracket, we go to our sports desk with Ted Stanley and Rock Rockwell.
Hi, everybody. I'm Ted Stanley, along with Rock Rockwell. Hi, Rock.
Hi, Ted. How are you?
I'm very well, very well. The Biden bracket was an incredible week. We saw all sorts of incredible performances. We're talking grotesque things that happened well beyond what we believe is normal human interaction.
some interesting things happened in the early rounds, I felt, and that the number one overall seed in the tournament, which was Joe Biden nuzzling up under a biker chick as his her seemingly two boyfriends look on in horror. That one I really thought was going to go far and got knocked out in the second round.
That was a huge upset, Ted, because that was a strong entry for Joe. She was sitting directly on his lap. Both the men in her life were not looking happy about it.
Yeah, and if you really look at the details of this photo, you'll notice that the name on the biker guy on the right who looks horrified, his name is Troll. And if you look even closer, you'll notice it's actually President Troll. Now, that is actually on his jacket if you look at the photo. That is not something we expected. But there it is, of course. We also had that one, and I will say, in the first round, and it had did win in the first round, but won against a very surprising competitor, which was Joe Biden leaning over a series of chairs to put his hand on the inner thigh of Samuel Alito, a Supreme Court justice. I had never seen that one before. It really, really made a difference. Also, I'll say that the loss went to an interesting photo with the former defense secretary of Barack Obama, Ash Carter, and his wife. And he was speaking and focused on a speech while Joe Biden almost made out with his wife right behind them. Seeing that in a public setting was shocking, Pat.
That was one of Joe's more impressive. One of Joe's more impressive performances.
Wait a minute. This is starting to come apart.
He really nuzzled in there. He got a good whiff of the hair. He got his head in it. He got his nose right up into those follicles.
I'm pretty sure there was a little tongue involved, too, in the back of her neck. Ted, that was very, very impressive to me.
Great point. We can ask Joe Biden later, how does hair taste? We'll find that out on a future program. An early leader was Joe Biden as he's talking to I don't know if it's the parents, another senator, and wrapping his hand only around onto the stomach of a young teenaged girl and seemingly checking her to see if she has abs is how I would describe that motion. Rock, I was surprised to see that.
It was a bold move. That's one that makes you proud of Joe and his prowess in this event.
You know, I hate to break in as the anchor man here and delve into sports, which I know nothing about.
That's right, Glenn. You do know nothing about
when
it.
He was when
you're
he
not
was,
a man. He's not he was, a man, is he, Rock?
When he was
he's not a he's about 98% woman.
He certainly is. If we were doing a show about Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, he'd be able to come in and comment over and over again. But he really
Sound of Music is the topic, Glenn's
so
your
I'm bad. Just what I'm saying here is he might have been checking for abs, but to me it appears he was just checking for any kind of lumps the young 13-year-old might have been developing.
Well, I think we'll leave that one alone. Go check that one out on the internet. There are some moments in which that does look like it could be happening a little bit. We also have Chris Coons's daughter, who is a young woman, and you know, one of the interesting things we've all seen people who want to say they're really advanced at groping, Rock, but what sets someone like Joe Biden apart here is the ability to walk right through the obvious human signals of someone pulling away. You know, it's one thing to grope someone against their will. It's another thing to sniff their hair as they continually pull away and then try to land a kiss on their cheek.
Any good performer, Ted, needs to have amnesia. And and Joe seems to have no problem forgetting all of his past faux pas and just moving forward with the performance.
Like an offensive guy off the bench, a six man who comes in and tries to put some offense in. You gotta have no conscience. You can't be sitting there.
No conscience, no fear.
You just got to go for it. And that's what Joe Biden always does, as he did with a reporter at a Christmas party, where he wrapped his hands around her and seemingly inched towards her breastial regions. Her breastial regions.
As an anchor, I would just like to point out, again, I don't know anything about sports, but I don't think breastial is actually a word.
No, it actually should be snoobage, Ted. Snoobage is actually the word that you're looking for there.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Rock. Also, you know, an interesting, I thought, moment in this tournament was Joe Biden reaching over, bringing in close an Eva Longoria in her prime, and getting right again in there, sniffing every bit of that L'Oreal or whatever the hell she had on. And I think that one did not advance too far in this tournament because she looks really good and people understood it. What are your thoughts on that? You know, I think people were just like, all right, I kind of would have done the same thing if I were Joe. Your thoughts on that Rock Rockwell?
Yeah, that's an underrated performance from Joe because a lot of people might have been intimidated by the person on the other side of the affection. But Joe had no such qualms.
He doesn't care.
Joe's aggressive.
Adults, men, none of it matters to Joe Biden. Now, if we got down to the final four yesterday, we had the red dress girl. He was checking for abs or lumps. We have Chris Kuhn's daughter, who is visibly pulling away. And then after she pulls away multiple times, he goes in for a kiss. That is something you don't normally see. I'll tell you that much.
Then that is persistence.
You had the reporter. Can you imagine someone from another party groping a reporter on camera? What that would do to your news feed. But you didn't even notice this one because it was Joe Biden. And then you also had another young. And this one was tough. I thought this one picture, which actually made it all the way to the final two, was maybe... It just seems like his hand is dangling in a very unfortunate place. But I guess if you believe Joe Biden, you know, Rock, we talk about this all the time.
You know, this is Pat you keep mistaking me for.
You know, it was your fill-in when you were sick last week. When you have these sorts of performers, when you go to the top, you have people who walk through anything. You have people who do things unconsciously. It's not like they're thinking through every moment. They just go out there. They just hit the ball. They just pull up and nail the jump shot. That might be Joe Biden in this spot. I don't know that he's intentionally groping this child, but he's just so good at it. It almost happens naturally.
It is natural for him, I think, Ted. I think that that when Joe sees a female or a male for that matter, and they're in close proximity, he is his hands just naturally go into action. He's had so much training in this field.
Or he has the worst luck in the world, hands constantly just going into private parts of women. And we also have the winner yesterday, was named on the Glenn Beck program. This is, I'm not sure if you're familiar with this program at all. Do you have any idea what they do?
I have no idea.
I don't know. He looked like an insane conspiracy theorist. He had all these magnets on the board and he's throwing around and screaming about something. I don't know. But I will say the girl in the red dress being checked for abs/lumps was the winner. And Joe, the just the incredible achievement of doing that on camera in a public event really, I think, is what put that over the top. I think if it happened behind closed doors, you'd say to yourself, well, that is weird, and that person should be put in prison. But this, to do it in front of cameras over and over again, wow, what an achievement. Our champion in the 2019 Biden bracket, Joe Biden, while talking to the mom, gropes his daughter. Well, not his daughter, her daughter, I guess.
Right, okay.
Whoever it was.
Right.
And I don't know. We did not get any results of the lumps. We don't know. Hopefully we never
test
find
results
out.
will be returned soon. Thank you, Ted Stanley and Rock Rockwell. Do appreciate it.
This broadcast brought to you by Brooker's Ice Cream, Brooker's founding flavors. They've got 10 flavors for us to try today, and we better eat them all.
Yeah, first, I want to tell you about our sponsor this half hour. It is LifeLock. The IRS is warning about a scam email. It's coming out with an attachment that says tax account transcript or something like that. Don't open it. Don't open it. The IRS doesn't send you emails like this, like, hey, we lost your bank code. So don't open anything from the IRS. That's malware. People right now are phishing. The people that that you need on your side is LifeLock. LifeLock.com. I want you to use the promo code Beck. You're going to save 10% off your membership this year. And it is so well worth it. I can't tell you how many times that I have had problems and they have alerted me and they took care of all of the problems. I just had a meeting. I just had a meeting with my security company that does security on my family, and they are currently tracking 700 threats to my family. And I was like, oh, but only 700. Okay. They said the one thing that we have to do is we have to make sure we get on the dark web and start looking for things about you on the dark web. And
technically, it's 698 plus Ted Stantley and Rock Rockwell.
And the dark web is really frightening, and nobody's looking at it, but as they said, but a lot of people are there, and it's not just for people like me, it's you. Your information is up for sale. I can almost guarantee it. It's up for sale. You need somebody watching over you, and that is LifeLock. Use LifeLock.com. Use the promo code Beck. I have this system, and they have saved me several times. It is LifeLock.com, promo code Beck, or 1-800-LIFELOCK. 1-800-LIFELOCK or LifeLock.com. Don't forget, promo code Beck. Welcome to the welcome to the program. So glad that you're here.
Glenn. Hi, Glenn. We have now that's in my head all day. I can only talk that way. We have two flavors from Brooker's Founding Flavors.
Okay, now this is a local company that is out of Utah, and it's there's only one store, and I'm telling you, guys, the minute you go franchise, I want one.
18% butterfat in this ice cream.
Yeah.
I think I've only had that I know of. As high as 14.
14 is like,
that's pretty high.
Yeah,
14 is the super premium. I don't know if they even make anybody ever makes 18%.
You could taste the difference. So they have two flavors here. We have Thomas Jefferson's Declaration of Cookie Dough, which is salted milk chocolate ice cream with chunks of chocolate chip cookie. This is the lighter one in your bowl, Pat.
All right.
And they also have chocolate white chocolate chip cookie dough. Jeez.
Are we ready to try it?
Yeah, we'll try that one first.
Yeah.
That
is one is the dark one?
The dark one is Patrick Henry's Give Me Chocolate or Give Me Death. Dark chocolate ice cream with chunks of chocolate fudge chip brownie, chocolate truffle, and a swirl of chocolate gum.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
I'm doing the Jefferson one now.
Okay. It's really good. Wait.
Yeah, try the creaminess is unreal.
Unreal. Try the, by the way, these are listeners of ours, and, you know, they just decided, you know what, I want to go into business for myself. I want to make ice cream, and I want to.
And he's a big history buff, right?
Huge history buff, yeah. And it's great, and it's a family-owned thing. Oh, try really the good. Patrick Henry.
Okay, Patrick Henry's Give Me Chocolate or Give Me Death, which is not the right quote, by the way. I don't know if they know that.
Historian. I will tell you this. If he had that chocolate, it would have been the right quote. He would have been like, I don't care. Mm-hmm. Oppress me all you want. Give me that damn chocolate or give me death.
I will say, too, like, I like chocolate.
It's
But I'm not usually a fan of the chocolate on top of chocolate on top of chocolate ice creams. Like
that's
really good.
Mm-hmm. Usually that is way too much chocolate.
Yeah.
It becomes like...
it's like a parlor trick. It's like, how much can you jam into this thing?
Right.
This is actually a good taste.
That is really good. But notice it is almost black ice cream. Mm-hmm. It's got so much chocolate in it. It's like black.
Yeah, it is. It's very dark.
And it is
phenomenal,
delicious.
It is better than Bluebell by a lot.
Oh, by a lot. And that, I think, is the best ice cream in the country. Would you agree with that?
It's the best mass-produced, yeah.
Yeah, mass-produced.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, this is fantastic. I mean, it is like, it's over the top. I mean, it's really good. They have to
start selling this stuff online. I know they're starting to. Just go to Brooker's Founding Flavors on Instagram and just... follow their page because they're going to start selling this nationwide.
How'd they get this to us? On dry ice?
Yeah, miracle of overnight delivery.
Because I got to do this. That's incredible.
Isn't that the best ice cream you've had?
It is.
My God. That's really
good. I think, by far.
I mean, I've had a lot of people say, oh, no, that's the best ice cream I've ever had. The only time I've ever felt that way was that lived up to the expectations was Bluebell.
Yeah, and this is better.
And this is much better.
Yeah.
Did you know that 16 of the 18 Democratic candidates want to outlaw ice cream? People don't know that. No one's telling them. No one's telling them that. It's true.
I think that might be the one thing that would doom them all.
I don't know. They're going after big screen TVs.
What?
I'm always amazed at that. Like, you know, when they talk about the environment and stuff, they're like, well, we need to cut back on electricity. Well, what should we do? Should we change a coal plant to, you know, a solar plant? No, let's get rid of people's big screen TVs.
They're not talking about that,
are they?
They are.
They waste too much energy.
Whose policy is that?
Well, it's not one of their policies, but it's one of these. It's an environmentalist target. They do that. They do your nice cars, nice big houses, your air conditioning. They go after the things that make your life good. When none of us, look, we would be pissed off about paying more, but the electricity that comes from any different type, you know, nuclear, solar, wind, it's, you know, when it gets to your house, if it gets to your house, it's electricity and you use it the same way. Taking away people's creature comforts, I think, is similar to what we were talking about with Biden. or with Sanders,
Bernie Sanders,
when it comes to not about getting the best health care, it's equality of care. They don't want someone like evil Glenn Beck to be able to pay to get better care than the poorest person in our society.
That's just crazy.
Well, because you're awful in so many ways. But I think that.
But I wait a minute. I just shared my ice cream with you.
No, I mean, it's true that this is, you're going to start hearing about equality of care a lot, and that's how they justify it. When you say, well, wait a minute, what if I can't get the care that I want? Well, the problem with the care that you want is it's better than what other people are getting. So you can't get it anymore.
And that'll resonate with people because they've been working on this class warfare for a long time.
Yeah.
And they beat people down with it. And I think there's a lot of Americans now that are responding to it.
Sadly.
But you know what?
Sadly true.
It is the evil people that have money that change the world. I was on a machine last night developed by a fan of our audience that I think can help our veterans and help people like myself and Pat out of pain like nothing else. I want to share that with you coming up.
Thank you, Hillary. We have realestateagentsitrust.com, our sponsor here for the spotlight. I know a lot of people, I mean, we're getting into that point now where this is like prime time home buying season.
Yeah, this is it. This is it. This is when people put their house up for sale. They get them ready for sale. And then they try to sell it before the next school season starts.
Yeah, and you also don't want to sell it. If you live in Texas, you don't want to try to sell it in the summer because that's death. No one wants to walk into your home when it's 174 degrees outside.
Actually, I found the opposite. Everybody wants to walk into your home.
They just don't want to get out of the car. Like,
yeah, run quick. Kids, run to the car. Do not look back. Just get into the house. It's a remarkable system that we have put together that helps you find the right agent because there is a huge difference between agents. The people who really have the expertise, they have the systems, they know your market, and they can price it right, and people you can trust. I mean, that's a tall order. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com. This is where you go to find that agent. We help you do it. This is my company that we have spent a lot of time on and done all of the vetting of these agents. Real Estate Agents I Trust.
The fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
I want to tell you two remarkable stories. And when I say I'm going to tell you, we found a guy this week who is telling a story that no one is telling. And he is paying a very high price for it. But it affects you directly. And it's all about freedom of speech and freedom of thought. And these big high tech companies as they try to squash people. And it's a story told by a guy who didn't think any of that stuff was true. It was not a, and still is not, a conservative, doesn't agree with the things that I say. Yet, he was brave enough to tell the truth and paid a very, very high price for it. I'm going to tell you that story in 1 minute.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
We're entering the time now where people are buying and selling homes. If you are looking for a mortgage, you can get qualified in about 10 minutes. And it's not a one-size-fits-all operation. This is a family-owned operation. All of the people there do not work on commission. They are all salaried, so they are not taking kickbacks from the banks. You know, the banks will come and say, hey, if you sell this mortgage, we're really pushing this one, we'll give you a kickback, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They don't do that. They look for the right one for you. They work for you. That's why they have an A-plus rating with the BBB and 2,500 Google reviews. It is the only mortgage company I have ever done any work for nationwide or even locally. I don't like the mortgage business because we all think, oh, I hope the bank gives me a loan. They're charging you through the nose for that. So please look at it from the other way. You're giving them tons of money. So they lend you money to live in your home. No, 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 no. Make sure you look at it that way. They're not giving you anything. And the people who work for you are American Financing. Call 800-906-2440, 800-906-2440, or AmericanFinancing.net.
American Financing Corporation, NMLS 182334, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Glenn, I don't recall what time of day it was where my article went live, but I remember it was Saturday, and within 30 minutes of being published, I had already been called a Nazi, a white supremacist, a stupid effing liar. In fact, a longtime friend, one of my college roommates actually, even texted me and said that he was embarrassed for me. And that it was really sad that I had gone from a writer with so much promise to a misguided MAGA apologist. I vividly recall reading that text message. As I did, I wanted to crumble. I wanted to evaporate. I wanted to go back in time and never have started work on this book in the first place. I remember specifically thinking, this is supposed to be a book about a scrappy tech company filled with colorful characters. This was supposed to be a book that had nothing to do with politics. What had I gotten myself into? And more importantly, what's the point? Why was I going out of my way to try to set a record straight for a multimillionaire whose political views I often disagreed with and who had supported a presidential candidate that I found repugnant? Why hadn't I just picked another fun, loving, beloved topic like Sega and Nintendo, my last book? That would make everybody happy and nostalgic to read. And I would earn applause from everyone and the press and the pride from my friends. For several minutes, I sat there feeling sorry for myself, continuing to wonder again and again, what was the point? What was the point of continuing to push my deadline to try to dig deeper into what really had happened? And then for all my extra works, met with little more than ire. Seriously, what was the point? And then, aided by a refreshing cup of coffee, the answer became overwhelmingly obvious. Because that's what journalism is. You follow the story wherever it takes you, and never, however tempting it may be, the other way around. You follow leads. You examine evidence. You continue to dig deeper and deeper until you get to it. You get to the truth, not for the praise you think you deserve, not to try to be everybody's best friend, but because however fast or partisan or cynical the world has gotten, the truth still matters. It still matters so much. So much that from that moment forward, I knew chasing the truth was more important than whatever it might cost me and my career, especially because I could afford it, both literally due to the success of my first book and figuratively due to my having front row seats to see what Lucky Palmer had gone through, going from a beloved high-tech wunderkind to Silicon Valley's biggest pariah. And my knowing, no matter how bad things might end up for me, they'd never be worse than what he had already gone through. This is from a private letter that I received from Blake Harris. I got it a couple of nights ago, and I asked for his permission to share it. He's with us on the phone now. The book that he wrote that has cost him his career and his friends and his standing is The History of the Future. When he was on the program, 3 days ago, his book was 33,332. Last night, I got word that it hit number 4. The only exposure that he had had up until this program was this program. No one wanted to support him because of the truth of this book. Half of it is about the miracle of the free market and inventors and how one kid in a trailer can change the world. Then it takes a political turn, and not by his choice. Welcome to the program, Blake Harris.
Thank you so much for having me on. And I texted your producer the other day and also wrote in that email that my job is literally to come up with words, but I am still sort of speechless. you know, before we get into it, I really just want to thank you again so much, and your listeners and your viewers. You know, to go from my book being ranked 33,000 to number three, and even surpassed number three.
We're going to get it to number one. Blake, you're going to have a number one bestseller.
it's life changing, and beyond it being the greatest feeling in the world, a close second is just the dozens of letters that I've received from your listeners over the past few days. Just saying thank you. I mean, like to the point that I made in that email, you know, no one was saying thank you, and that's not why I do it, but it's certainly nice to hear.
Yeah, I know.
And to hear it from people who probably have pretty different views than me. That's wonderful, because the point, who cares? It's irrelevant. It's not about left and right. It's about right and wrong, you know?
I tell you, Blake, the media gets much of America wrong. And the left and the right get much of America wrong. We're not as focused on winning as we are living truth and letting the chips fall where they may. We are very interested in everybody being free and being able to express who they want to you know, what they want to express, and very much into, I mean, at the height of my Fox days and for years after, one of my key people on the daily line of production was a San Francisco progressive that voted absolutely every time the complete opposite of me. And we're good friends. I appreciated her counsel. I asked for her counsel. I mean, it was an important thing to work and have many different views around me. Otherwise, you just get trapped in an echo chamber. And I think people are sick of my way or the highway.
Well, that's what makes these conversations even more important and timely, is that at the end of the day, Palmer Luckey is just a proxy for what is going on with big tech. You know, he is a high profile story, but it's a story that so many people have experienced to some degree. Either it's happened to a friend, some sort of censorship, and Facebook's my way or the highway mentality is just going to keep getting stronger unless we push back on it. In fact, you know, I mentioned on the show the other day that I've basically spoken to Palmer Luckey every day for the past 3 years for the book, but I still continue to talk to him, and let me pull this up. But, you know, yesterday we were just chatting about, what is it? It's Facebook's new content policy. Where is it? They posted a new policy to the Facebook newsroom. It's called Remove, Reduce, Inform, New Steps to Manage Problematic Content. And, you know, one of the things it says is, if a meme doesn't constitute hate speech or harassment, but is considered in bad taste, lewd, violent, or hurtful, it could get fewer views. And so, you know, I think I can guess what kind of content is going to be considered lewd, hurtful, inappropriate. It's certainly not going to be equally
No.
content from liberal content and conservative content, first of all. And then second of all, just the fact that it might get fewer views. We know we talk sometimes about shadow banning and basically not even, you know, that's so bad because you don't even know that your content is being banned or, you know, mitigated. And Facebook is here basically saying, yep, we've given ourselves the rights to do that. Don't worry about it. It's our way or the highway, but we'll say it in a more eloquent manner.
So, Blake, let me ask you, because you are a liberal, you don't necessarily, I can't even imagine, you know, what you and your friends, and you're not real political, so maybe you didn't have, but I'm sure some of your Silicon Valley friends had great opinions of me, and you don't need to reinforce that like that, but...
They were not your biggest fans, but...
yeah, I know that. I know that.
I do appreciate... you know, I've talked to them about, I didn't share your private email, but I told them some of the points that you made. And I guess at the end of the day, what I hope my book does, and it goes to what you just said, that the left and the right don't really have a proper opinion of each other or of the country. As I, you know, I talk to my friends on the left, and they have such a inaccurate, crazy opinion of the right. And a lot of my friends on the right, of the people that I talked to for this book that were on the right, they have such a crazy opinion of the left. And at the end of the day, I think that we're all so much more similar than we believe. And yes. I hope this book in some small way makes you realize, oh, the other side's not out to get me. They're not bad. They're not evil. They just think of certain things a little bit different.
So I agree. So that leads me right to what I was going to say. I agree with that. And I went in to meet with Mark Zuckerberg about 4 years ago, and I really liked him. And I really thought he was being sincere, and he wasn't trying to stifle people's voices and everything else. And I stuck up for him, and I took massive amounts of heat for it. But I was willing to do it because I believed him. I no longer believe him. And so there are these questions that you say, well, wait a minute. They're not out to get us, but yet their policies are going that way to stifle the thoughts of people like me or anyone else and make me into a hate monger or my audience into a hate monger. And we're all racist and we have no platform. Well, that is the very definition of an enemy. Somebody who is trying to stifle my thought and categorize my thought into something that is not just another opinion, but hateful.
Right. And I think that that's what I've come to learn, is that there's this compartmentalization that allows for sort of that, double thing, to quote George Orwell, where I do believe that Mark would probably pass a polygraph that for many of the things he says, and then he just plays this semantic gymnastics where, if he believes, of course, his Facebook is a platform for diverse views, but then you take something as simple as abortion, you're pro-life versus pro-choice, and then he would think, well, pro-life is not just a diverse view. That's immoral.
That's even though extreme.
There's probably a better case to be made the other way around.
Right.
And myself even being pro-choice. But that's kind of what I started to see once you do that. I just went down the list of conservative perspectives and thought, there is not a single one here, whether it's taxes or immigration, that most liberals I know would say is, I disagree with, but that's a fair perspective to have. Most people would just say, most liberals I know would just say, well, that one's wrong.
So here's, and then I'll take a break and let you think on this. And then I want to talk a little bit about the book because I started reading it. It's fantastic. But the one thing that comes to mind is I had dinner last night with a guy who doesn't agree with, or two nights ago, that doesn't agree with me on anything. In fact, he was a big enemy of mine, quote unquote. And we had a very public battle, and it's not Van Jones for anybody who's thinking it is. We had a great dinner. He asked to say, I've seen a change in you and there's been a big change in me. Can we just talk? So we did. And we discovered we still don't agree with each other on anything, but we had a really good conversation. Then he wrote to me and he said, I saw you on Hannity. And he said, I can't square the two. He said, how are you saying this about the border? Blah, 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 blah. And what it was, I had to write to him last night and say, look, there's one thing about a welfare state. You want a big welfare state and you want the free market and you want the Constitution. That's great. There's another thing about saying, hey, I want socialism and not Swedish socialism because that's a free market. They're more free than we are. That's just a big, big welfare state with a very free market. And we can talk about that. But when you're starting to talk about things like banning the free market on healthcare, then I got trouble with you. But if you're a communist who is looking to overturn the Constitution and you're trying to do it intentionally through overwhelming the system, I don't have a lot of nice things to say. I mean, I think we should be able to agree that there are lines that you just say, I can't cross that. I can't cross that. If we're going to have a civil society, there are a few things that we have to agree on. And I think that the left is allowed to group everything from a big welfare state to communism together and say, look, it's all the same. No, no, it's not. It's really not. I want to get your opinion on that a little bit on the about the book in just a second. I cannot, please. He's up to number three. We're almost there from 33,000 to number three. Let's make this a number one bestseller. And it's so worth rewarding somebody who has taken so much heat. The History of the Future. Just buy it on Amazon now. The History of the Future by Blake Harris. It is really a tremendous read. All right. Sponsor this half hour is FilterBuy. Here's another great example of American ingenuity. There's a guy on Wall Street. He finds out that his grandfather's business is finally closing. It was his grandfather's business. It's going to put this little teeny town. It's going to put all these factory workers out to pasture. And it's the factory of the town. And he's like, there's got to be something we can do. What that factory had been making was no longer relevant. So he's like, okay, so if we invest, what can we do? He thought of FilterBuy, making air filters here in America for your HVAC system, for business, for home. And he said, if we can make them better and we can make them cheaper and we can reinvent it so you're not just going to Home Depot, but we send them to people when it's time to change the filter, I think we have a game changer. I think he does. FilterBuy, B-U-Y, FilterBuy.com. Get your filters now at FilterBuy.com. They come to the door. All you have to do is pop it in. You never have to go to a store. You never have to think about it. And if you do the automatic renewal, you'll save 5% right now. It's FilterBuy.com. Go there now, FilterBuy.com. 10 seconds, station ID. Jeez, we only have... Blake, I know you're not going to shout about this, but we're going to have you on again. I just looked at the clock, and I've only got about 3 minutes here. And I have earmarked so much in this book that I want to talk to you about. Where do I start? You know what? I'm going to save the political stuff for next week. Let me just ask you this one question.
Sure.
What is so inspiring about the first half of this book is the game changer that Mark Zuckerberg and I think Palmer Luckey really felt Oculus was. He was looking at it as gaming. Mark Zuckerberg had a bigger vision for it, and he thinks it's going to change. It's going to be as big of a change as the cell phone. Do you agree with that?
I certainly agree in the long run that it will be. I think that, you know, the book opens with Mark comparing the VR and augmented reality, the revolution to the smartphone revolution. I don't think it's going to be quite as quick as that. But at the end of the day, we're going to have the computing power to literally, distort our realities by putting on a headset or eventually a pair of glasses or eventually contact lenses. Yeah. So I do believe that it is going to be a game changer to that degree. And that's why, so much of this book, because I couldn't talk to people about it because I didn't know who I could trust with the political stuff and stuff I uncovered, there was so much mental tug of war in my head. And I did wonder, am I abandoning the original story to go tell this political story? The final 100 pages of the book are not that much about virtual reality.
Yeah.
Is that bad?
No. No, it is. I tell you, it makes this book so readable and so real, because it does all of a sudden take this twist that's today's life. It's really an amazing book and a microcosm of what's happening. The History of the Future. Get it now. Blake Harris.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
All right. I want to talk to you a little bit about Blinds.com. This spring, don't wait. Don't wait to buy or sell your home. Treat yourself with a fresh new look from Blinds.com. With over 15 million windows covered and 30,000 five-star customer reviews, Blinds.com is the number one online choice in America for custom window coverings. Whatever you're looking for, shade, shutters, drapes, whatever you're looking for, they have it. And they're affordable and is surprisingly easy to do it yourself. you don't have to do it yourself, but they make it so simple, it's worth it. The whole experience is really simple at Blinds.com. Use the promo code Beck now at Blinds.com. Now through Monday, April 15th. Yay, it's tax day. They have a spring Black Friday sale. I think they should call it the spring Black Monday sale. But anyway, 45% off everything, plus an extra 5% off with promo code Beck. That's a savings of 50% off everything if you use the promo code Beck. Do it right now at Blinds.com. The sale ends Monday, Blinds.com.
Crazy week this week on the Blaze TV. Go to blazetv.com/Glenn. You can watch all of it, including the Biden expose that aired last night. If you missed it, you got to see it. Use the promo code Glenn.
You know, I just, I can't stop thinking about this book, The History of the Future, because it is such a microcosm of us. And I started reading it yesterday, and I'm a good way through it. But there's just some stuff in here that all of us have gone through. And it's really the key, except this is at the billion-dollar level. This is the guy who, at 19, invents Oculus, and he
sells virtual reality.
Virtual reality. He breaks a 50-year code. This is one of the most brilliant people in today's tech. Okay, literally breaks a code that no one else could figure out. For 50 years, they've been trying to do it, couldn't figure it out. He does it at 19 in the back of a trailer. Okay, with no money, nothing. And he breaks it, and all these companies come out of the woodwork, and Facebook and Zuckerberg come with a $2 billion check, rumored to be maybe more. And they come and they say, we want to partner with you, blah, 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 and you've got to run it. So he does it, and he gets a lot of heat from people like, you sold out to Zuckerberg. And not because Zuckerberg is liberal, but because Zuckerberg is Zuckerberg, and Facebook, you know, people now, know.
Every time a small company gets bought by a bigger company, the fans of the small company say they sold out. That's like right. So
yeah,
typical.
Like those people wouldn't sell for $2 billion.
Totally would. Screw this company. $2 billion yep. In my pocket. Uh-huh. I don't think I'd show up to work again.
So he's Lucky is talking to a friend at Facebook, and they're talking about, you know, how you can be, you know, nailed for speech in Europe. You know, you say something and you could go to jail, and they're like, that's crazy, blah blah blah. Let me read this part. The talk of the First Amendment soon segue into the talk of the Second. And then eventually the conversation spiraled in the upcoming presidential election. Am I correct to assume that Bernie Sanders is super popular these days over at the commune? Chen asked. Lucky laughed. Yeah, you'd be correct. And you? Now, the commune would be Facebook. Well, I think there's a lot to like about Bernie, but personally, I'm jazzed about Donald Trump. Wait, what? Joe Chen asked, taken aback. Did you say Trump? Yeah, I did. Yeah, so what? Lucky wasn't shocked by Chen's tongue-tied reaction. This was actually mild by Silicon Valley standards. Go tell anyone at Facebook or Google or anywhere else that you thought Trump had some fresh ideas, and you'd be lucky to get a response that didn't include an expletive. For that reason, Lucky had hardly told a soul. It wasn't worth the argument. It wasn't worth explaining that, of course, he didn't think Trump was perfect. Of course, he didn't agree with everything Trump said on every issue. It's crazy, Lucky said. It's like they all voted for Obama, who obviously I didn't vote for. Chen asked, you were a Romney guy in 2012? No, I was a Gary Johnson guy. What about 2008? Lucky said, I was 16. But at that point, because they all voted for Obama, I don't take that to mean they agree with him 100%. I'm not like, oh, you voted for Obama? I didn't realize you supported civilian drone strikes. That's great, isn't it? Great. And he goes on, and now it's starting to get out among the Facebook people, and he is talking to one of the guys at Facebook. And the guy says, this is an email text message back and forth. One of the guys from Facebook.
All this is in the book, by all the evidence of these conversations, quotes, the actual text messages, the actual emails from Mark Zuckerberg. It's all in the book.
It's in the book. It's crazy. So one of the head guys over at Facebook said, are you really pro-Trump? I've heard this. He writes, no, more anti-Hillary, but yes, why? Come on, you're brilliant. I didn't take that choice lightly. It has a lot of thought in it. I'll stay out of it. But Trump is bad news. He could be, Lucky said. I just think Hillary would be worse. And there are quite a few people who agree, including Peter Thiel. I'm happy to discuss in person. About 20 minutes later, Mitchell came in person to ask Lucky if he's really planning to vote for Trump. Yes, Lucky said. Mitchell said, dude, I just thought you were way smarter than that. Now, if you can't relate to that, and now then what happens is this guy is blackballed, and it comes from a reporter reaching out to Milo Yiannopoulos. Now, Lucky.
He says it like that's actually the name.
Yeah, it is. Yiannopoulos.
Okay.
Yiannopoulos. Yippee. Mm-hmm. Yippee. Yip. Yep. He's like a dog. Yep. Yiannopoulos. Mm-hmm. Anyway. You know, Milo's under attack at this point. And Lucky Palmer decides he sees this pack that is making billboards for Hillary Clinton. And they're doing billboards around the country that are very snarky that say, if Donald Trump was so rich, how come he didn't buy this billboard?
Hmm.
Okay.
It's a great line.
It is a great line.
Wow.
Really? Because obviously he wants to own everything everywhere.
Yeah, right. And all billboards. And that's all the billboards. Top of his mind.
So, Lucky hears about this pack that's starting that they want to do snarky billboards, but nothing bad, nothing racist, nothing like that. They want to do snarky billboards next to the Hillary snarky billboards. Okay. And so he donates $10,000. It has nothing to do with it. $10,000. Well, a member of the press reaches out to Milo and starts accusing him of, you know, all kinds of stuff. And he's like, well, you're with this company and you know who is giving all this money. And he's like, well, I actually do, but he has nothing to do with it. He just donated some money and I don't have anything to do with it. And he said, well, and he backs, and all of this exchange is in the book. He backs Milo into kind of a corner where Milo's really freaked out at this point. So he reaches out to Palmer and says, Palmer, this guy just wants to talk to you. So far, he hasn't printed anything that I have said. It's been off the record. And he said, do you trust him? And he's like, I don't trust anybody, but I think maybe this guy. And he's like, well, I'm not the face of this. I just gave money. And he said, yeah, I know. He just wants to talk to you, blah, blah, blah. He said, yes, I'll talk to him, but he cannot use my name. He can't do anything like that, blah, blah, blah. It's got to be all off the record. All of this is in transcript. The reporter agrees. They get on. They start talking to each other. And next thing you know, that reporter who works for the Daily Beast writes an article about how this guy at Facebook, the founder of Oculus, is responsible for some of the worst memes all over the internet.
They had nothing to do with the internet.
Had nothing to do with the worst memes that were out there. He gave
$10,000. The entire conversation and the knowledge was supposed to be off the record, and he broke that confidence.
Right, and it was broken, and the reporter said, hey, you didn't say everything that we said. All of our conversations were off record.
So typical of Daily Beast.
So typical. They're really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so Palmer then finds himself in a crap storm and doesn't know what to do. If this doesn't make you shut down your Facebook account, I don't think anything will. I mean, it really shows you that they are not they're not fooling around. When they will shoot themselves in the foot on a $2 billion acquisition and force this guy out. $2 billion.
You think they care about your tweets? They freaking fired a guy that was worth billions.
They don't care
because of politics. They really don't care about your tweets or your Facebook messages.
This story is told by Blake Harris, a liberal, and nobody will give him the time of day. And I urge you to read this book. Yes, do.
History of the Future or whatever. So we had the ice cream. This is now flavors 5 and 6 from Brooker's Founding Flavors. Pat has made the selections here.
This is an ice cream company started by fans of the show.
Yes, and it's all based on Founding Fathers. So they have James Armistead's Double Spy Undercover, which is chocolate ice cream with toffee chunks, swirls of marshmallow cream, and caramel.
Oh, my gosh. That's what this is.
Mm-hmm.
Right here.
Try this out.
Oh, my gosh. That's the brown one?
Mm-hmm.
That is fantastic.
Mm. Now, this has 18% butterfat. Pat and I are ice cream connoisseurs. Pat and I, we look it.
Look at us.
We've had ice cream literally ever since I was a childhood. My dad started this. A bowl of ice cream, and it is... Nobody makes a bowl of ice cream like me.
No.
I've never seen anything like it. This is completely true. I remember going over to Glenn's at one point, and he makes dinner, and it's, you know, like, again, it was really good food. Like, Glenn knows his food, and he, you know, as you can see. And
wait a minute.
He makes food. It's really good, but normal portions. You're having this nice meal. He's like, yeah, you want some ice cream? Sure. He brings out this bowl, like, that is, I think, like, used to store, like, at a produce store. You picture, like, in the middle of the aisle, like, a centerpiece. And it could store, like, 60 to 70 oranges. Right?
And every inch is filled with ice cream.
And then it's like, and then it's piled up over the top. So, like, it's like maximum structural possibility of how much ice cream you can fit in the bowl.
My father taught me well.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've been eating it my whole life. I think this is the best ice cream I've ever had.
Me too.
It's really, really, really
good. So now,
I mean, I'm positive about it. This is better than anything we've even made at home.
Yeah.
And we make pretty good ice cream at home. Mm. Usually that's the best ice cream you have. This is better than that.
My gosh, what's this other one?
So the other one is my favorite founding father, Ben Franklin. He's brought with us Black Raspberry Republic, if you can keep it. Now, you will not keep it in the bowl because you will eat it. But still,
so
it's worth
trying. Keep it.
This is black raspberry ice cream with dark chocolate chunks.
Like our Republic, you can't
keep this. This is like not only the smoothest ice cream I've ever had, this is like the best flavors I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's a genius.
Mm-hmm.
Really a genius.
Yeah, this is going to be a thing, isn't it?
This is a dad. Yeah, this is going to be a thing. Right. I am, and if I'm not the first franchise, I'm telling you, I'm coming. I'm coming for you. When they franchise, I really want to own a franchise.
I'm on the show, too. I want first right of refusal as well.
Are they planning to franchise?
I don't know.
They are now.
I don't know.
Oh, it's really good.
I think they should sell this in stores.
So far, I think they have two locations, right?
Mm-hmm. I think it was three.
Three?
Mm-hmm. And they're putting it,
you know, underrated
flavor. They're putting it online soon. It's not yet online, but it will be. If you are a fan of ice cream, it's Brookers.
Brookers Founding Flavors.
And in Utah.
It's in Utah, right? And so if you happen to be in Utah, you can go there. Or, you know, you can plan a family trip.
Gosh.
you can charter an airplane and land near their location. I would advise it.
And in Utah, you probably know.
Too bad you don't know anybody with an airplane.
You know Leatherby's ice cream? This is way better than that.
I've never had Leatherby's.
Way better. I mean, Leatherby's, I think,
unbelievable.
Dominates. That, and, but this.
We haven't had. Phenomenal. How many flavors have we had?
Six. We are not healthy people.
Have not had a flavor that I would go. You know, you go to look at ice cream, and you look in the, you look in the, you know, the freezer, and you're like, I don't know, and you get stuff that you're like, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had one that I don't like.
Yeah, really, really good. You can tell how real it is too, because it takes like a month to melt. It just sits there. It doesn't turn to soup.
18% butterfat.
Amazing. Amazing. The high reviews. Brookers Founding Flavors in Utah. We have Arthur Brooks coming up in a couple seconds here. Also want to give you this quick stat right now. In these prediction markets we've been talking about with the elections.
Yeah.
And they can predict, you know, you can bet on who's going to win, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about these for years. Right now, these markets believe there is a 30% chance, so basically one in three, that either the nominee for the Democratic presidential candidate will either be Pete Buttigieg or Andrew Yang.
You got to be kidding.
A 1 in 3 chance that it's the guy from the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, or a tech entrepreneur that you've never heard of until the last couple of months.
I agree.
You're a big Buttigieg guy. He's now tied for the lead with Bernie Sanders in the prediction polls. Now,
his
polling is not there yet, but he's got a good profile, and he seems to be getting momentum.
Look, people are done. One of the reasons why Donald Trump won is because people are done with these guys. They're just done with them. And I don't care what his qualification. I know I don't trust any of you people.
Mm.
And that's why. That's what the border is. The border's not about Mexico. The border is about we don't trust the people in Washington to ever do what they say. So build the damn wall and I don't have to talk to you about it anymore.
Yeah.
That's what that's about. These two are popular because they're completely out of the system.
Yeah, Andrew Yang, if you watch Ben Shapiro's interview with Andrew Yang, I don't think in my entire life, legitimately, I've ever seen a Democratic candidate do an interview like that. I mean, it's all substance. It's all policy. There's no, like, there's no gotcha questions. There's no, like, you know, it's a real conversation. And I've never heard a Democrat show up for an interview like that. I mean, because, you know, again, like, you maybe would see it on, like, Pod Save America from the left. But this is from the right. It's really interesting. And Buttigieg has a lot of that sort of underground Obama era support. Those people who supported Obama, they're not going to Biden. They're going to Buttigieg.
All right. I need to tell you about Field of Greens. Field of Greens. I got an email in, a couple of emails. One said, hey, my whole family's getting sick. And I realized I'm not getting sick because my immune system has been boosted. Glenn, I have good news and bad news. Good news is I'm still not sick. Thankfully, the amoxicillin has helped my wife and daughter recover from the bug. Thank you again for telling me about Field of Greens. It boosted my immunity, and I don't have time to get sick. Bad news is my son fell off of the couch and broke his arm. Field of Greens have anything to do with, you know, childhood carelessness? Nope, sorry, they can't help you there, but they can boost your immunity with real USDA organic fruits and vegetables. It'll boost your immunity using antioxidants, prebiotics, and probiotics. You can get it now at BrickHouseGlen.com and get 15% off your first order when you use my name, GLENN, plus 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Call them at RingBHN, 833-RING-BHN. That's BrickHouse Nation, 833-RING-BHN, or BrickHouseGlen.com. Welcome to the program. Coming up in just a second, I want to pursue this conversation a little bit about Andrew Yang and Pete Buttigieg, because I think if the Democrats are smart, they'll nominate one of these two guys because they're completely out of the system. They're completely radical, different thinkers, especially Yang, and. One would be our first Asian, one would be our first gay president. So they got that going for them. But more importantly, you don't have anybody who is really thinking completely out of the box. And I think America is ready for a completely out of the box thinker.
The fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
There is real discrimination going on, but it is criminalization of homosexuality around the world. And Trump is standing up against it, and we all need to stand up against it. There is criminalization happening around the world with freedom of speech, and it's getting closer and closer to our own shores. And it's quite frightening what's happening. There is proposed criminalization of private health care. That comes from Bernie Sanders. And you want to know what the big crime is? I always thought we went to the moon. I always thought NASA, we went to the moon. Really? Really, NASA? I saw your picture of the black hole this week, and I know what game you're playing, and I'm going to prove you a liar within the next 60 minutes, and you will see it with your own eyes. I'm on to you, NASA. I am on to you. Coming up.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
All right. Our sponsor this half hour is United States Concealed Carry Association. They really are a group of people that are pushing for education, pushing also to protect responsible gun owners like you, because there's a real battle coming up on guns, and we need people like the USCCA, and they need you. But they want to open up the conversation by giving you a new free gun. They're giving away 19 guns away, but they're kind of doing a little test. You don't have to answer this. You just have to. You can guess. You can guess. The gun they're giving away, 19 of them, is one of the most popular double action pistols in the world today. It's often the gun of choice for law enforcement officers, civilians, and our military, and its accuracy makes it the ideal concealed carry gun. Can be used as a perfect training gun right out of the box. What is the gun? I know, but I've texted back to 87222. Do it now and find out, and you're automatically registered to win one of the 19 free guns. You know, this is not a contest they're doing on MSNBC. Text Beck, B-E-C-K, to 87222. 87222. Before we get to Brad and Stu will tell you the thing we're talking to Brad Palumbo about in just a second, I want to introduce you to a concept that we've all known for a long time. I never went to the moon. By the way, did you hear that Israel failed to land their lunar rover on the moon? I didn't even know they were going to the moon. At the last minute, they lost contact with the ILM, and it crashed down on the moon.
So what, the cable at the top of the soundstage broke?
Exactly
and
right.
And it crashed to the ground.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. Now, have you seen, do we have the picture of the black hole that NASA released? Now, this is like 50-some million light years away, okay? That's not a black hole.
I'm looking at it now. I mean, what would you say it is?
Well, I am a son of a baker. That is a glazed donut on a velvet background. With an orange light hitting one side really hard and the camera's out of focus. So I brought Chance in. Chance is an artist of ours and a cameraman of ours. And,
connoisseur of Taco Bell.
Yes. And,
most importantly.
And do you think you can recreate that picture? Do you think?
We're going to try. Okay. I bet we can get close.
Okay, get close. So now the camera is beaming the pictures to the control room?
Right.
Okay. So we have to have the lights off for this?
I think I can do it without the lights off.
Without the lights on?
With the lights on, yeah.
With the lights on, okay.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. So what we're going to do, and we'll see the first picture here and see if we can get it close, but my theory is that's a picture of a donut. That is absolutely a picture of a donut.
I don't think you could get the picture of a donut to look like that.
I think you can. I think you can.
Let's see what Chance can do.
Glenn, you're a very visual man.
It's true.
Right?
And you know and photography, you know this stuff.
And I know food.
And you know that donuts is, better than literally anyone
right. That
in
is
human
a
history.
Donut filmed. Okay, so let's go into the interview. And if you're watching, and we'll tweet these pictures out. But I'm telling you, by the end of the hour, we will have that picture of that black hole.
And the perfect lead-in to a real-life tragedy all around the world is, of course, talk about donuts.
Right.
But we go to Brad Palumbo, who's with Young Voices and National Review. And Brad's been on us with us before. He wrote an op-ed in the Washington Examiner, Christians and LGBT advocates should come together and support Trump's fight against gay criminalization. Brad joins us now.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
You bet. So tell me what's happening here, Brad.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Asian island nation of Brunei just enacted Sharia law. It went into effect in early April. So they're now one of 72 countries that criminalize homosexual behavior. They make it illegal to be gay. In fact, they even give people the death penalty by stoning. So thankfully, I think this has triggered a bipartisan backlash. But what I really called on everybody in this piece to do is to come together, whether you're personally Christian, religious, conservative, or you're a wild progressive LGBT advocate.
Not going to happen.
You should all stand up for human dignity. It might not happen.
No, I'll tell you, it won't happen. I went when this was happening in Russia. Remember, they started giving, they started denying driver's license to people who were gay in Russia, and then there were the
outlawed
news,
like PDA in public. Remember the anti-PDA law,
right.
And it was when it was voted on. It was if I'm not mistaken, unanimous. In the Russian legislative branch.
So they also, there were rumors that they were just scooping homosexuals up and they were killing them in one of the provinces or districts or whatever they call them over there.
Chechnya.
Pardon me?
It was in Chechnya, right?
Right.
And I want to actually give you credit on that, Glenn, because I listen to your show all the time and I remember that you had some activists on, undercover activists from Chechnya, and you were out there being, I think, one of the only ones that I was aware of religious conservatives standing up for human dignity and standing up for human rights. So
well,
I think that you were an example with that.
Well, Brad, I will tell you that long before that, 3-4 years before that, I went and asked for a private meeting with GLAAD in New York. And I said, look, we're never going to agree on a lot of stuff. We're never going to agree on bakeries and everything else, but we can agree on human rights. And just because you're gay, you should not lose your driver's license. You should not lose your life. You should not, none of these things. And we can stand on this, and we have to come together. Christians who do not agree with you on what you're pushing, and you who don't believe with Christians, we need to come together and say, this cannot happen. I spent one of the most frustrating hours of my life in a meeting. They could not get past the cake. And
that bothers me to no end, Glenn.
I mean, it just showed me that you're not serious. You're not serious. Because cake is cake. At least homosexuals here can get married and they could go buy a cake someplace else. These people are being killed. Where are your priorities?
Yeah, I've never had any trouble obtaining cake. I can tell you that, Glenn and Sue. But what it shows me, and I've been a longtime critic of kind of the progressive LGBT movement for exactly this reason. You know, Trump derangement syndrome is real, guys. I remember after Trump announced this initiative to fight the decriminalization of homosexuality worldwide, it's an initiative led by Ambassador Rick Grenell. The progressive reaction to it was kind of ridiculous. I mean, one op-ed in Out magazine, an LGBT publication, well, it went viral because it bizarrely argued that Trump's plan to decriminalize homosexuality is an old racist tactic.
Oh, my gosh.
These people are not discussing these issues in good faith, and they're more interested in weaponizing them for political purposes than actually coming together and getting things done, and that's a shame.
And where has Donald Trump ever given any indication that he was anti-homosexual? Ever?
I think as far as Republican presidents go, he is, on issues of gay rights, definitely the best that I've ever known. In fact, I mean, he came into the Oval Office with a neutral position on same-sex marriage, right? States should have the right to legalize it. It's settled law. That's better than what Barack Obama was saying in 2008. So I give him credit on that, even if he does, in general, have some positions maybe I wouldn't personally agree with.
On homosexual rights?
No, but okay. I do think some of his stances on transgender issues are more controversial. But I think on gay rights, he absolutely has been probably the best president in modern history. He's definitely the best Republican.
So Brad, what do you suggest that people do?
So I think that we can all do something to stop these atrocities that are going on in Brunei and going on in 71 other countries, regardless of our partisan feelings. One thing you can do is you can support President Trump's initiative, right? He's already taking diplomatic steps to punish countries that are violating the human rights of gay people. Look at how tough he's been on Iran. Iran is one of the worst countries in the world to be gay, and he's taken all sorts of diplomatic actions against them. Another thing we can do is boycott the American hotels that Brunei actually owns. The Brunei Sultan and royal family own a number of hotels in America.
What are they?
So I don't have a list in front of me, but you can actually go to George Clooney's Twitter account, and he's tweeted them all out. I wouldn't normally be, I think, allies with George Clooney, but hey, that shows you how we should all be able to come together on this. Another thing I would encourage people to do is to donate to the charity Rainbow Road. A lot of these LGBT charities are extremely political, extremely partisan. Rainbow Road is not one of those. What they do is they help LGBT people escape and flee countries where their lives are in danger from oppressive governments. So most importantly, I think everyone's just got to love thy neighbor, you know, and embrace an attitude of human dignity and mutual tolerance.
I feel like this is a little bit too heavy an issue to ask this question, but do you think the NASA photo was faked with a glazed donut?
Well, I haven't seen the rest of your show yet. So I mean, the hard evidence.
Brad, when you see it, if we can get it right, do we have the first photo? Let's bring up the first photo. Hmm. Bring up the first photo.
Okay.
Okay, now see, this doesn't work.
Oh, no, it's closer than I thought it would be, though. I mean,
yeah, but
it's
not right.
You're right. It's not
right. It's not right. That could be something, but it does still kind of look like a donut.
We'll tweet these photos out individually,
yeah.
By the way.
We got to get rid of, I think we have to hit some of the lights. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Brad, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Assistant editor
for
assistant editor for Young Voices. Would you write down, what is it, Rainbow Road?
Rainbow Road, yeah.
Would you write that down so we can look into that organization?
I will. I think
that's an organization. If that's really what they do, I support that organization.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, this is the issue of focusing on low-hanging fruit, right? Like, this is low-hanging fruit. The ability that, you know, the idea that we can step together and say, okay, Donald Trump, yeah, he's the guy you don't like on the left, but you know what he's doing? He's going after people who are victimizing these groups you say you care so much about. Instead of arguing about politics here in the United States, here's something that we can all actually be on the same side on.
And, doesn't raise money, though.
No,
that's the deal.
Doesn't get clicks.
It doesn't get clicks, yeah. And it doesn't raise money.
I know, and that's. I mean, that is a huge problem, and I don't care if it never gets a click. It's worth talking about because there are a million issues like that where, you know, Arthur Brooks, who's on your podcast this weekend,
really good,
who's awesome. He's one of my personal heroes.
Like mine, the guy, too. Mine too.
Legitimately, he's able to do all the things I say in my head I want to do. He's somehow able to do them.
Right? Too.
You know, right?
Yeah.
And he's super smart, and he's run American Enterprise Institute. Go watch his TED Talk on capitalism and what it's done in the world. Again, it's a TED Talk. This is not a conservative audience. He's able to go to these places where people don't even hear these ideas about how good capitalism is and tell these stories. And, you know, he does that really, really well. And one of the ways he does it is that there's a million issues in which we can find common ground and both all be right on. And his point is, instead, we are incentivized by the media and all of these other things to focus on the slight differences and make them as expansive as possible. And now, look, we have real differences with people like Bernie Sanders. And this is, you know, Arthur Brooks is a conservative. He's not arguing we adopt his policies by any means. But instead of constantly looking for the outrage and the conflict, trying to instead find those things where we can actually persuade people to our point of view.
Yeah, he's a brilliant, brilliant guy. And he's going to be on the podcast this weekend. That's the Saturday podcast. Wherever you get podcasts, make sure you sign up for the Glenn Beck podcast. You get this show every day. And then on Saturdays, you get an amazing interview with somebody that has just something incredible to tell. Arthur Brooks is one of the most hopeful people I think I've ever met. He'll make you believe that, you know, wait a minute, hang on just a second. No, freedom might actually win here. And he's right. He's right. If we just start looking at the right things. All right. Let me tell you a little bit about Simply Safe. Our sponsor, Simply Safe, 100% committed to helping you fear less at home. They protect your home 24/7 without any kind of, you know, hidden fees or contracts. There's no wires. There's no strings attached to this. This is why this home security company is now changing the home security business and protecting over 3 million people, homes and businesses. They were started by a young guy who was just trying to help his friends, you know, with a few rented apartments that they were getting broken into. Now they're completely changing and disrupting an entire industry. They're exploding because they have respect for you, the customer, and they have great products. You can set up your system in about 45 minutes. It's really simple. There's no salespeople coming to your house. Nobody trying to upsell you at all. It's home security from an amazing company. Now, what they have is you go and pick out the system because you're smart enough to figure out how many doors and windows you have. It comes in a box. You can go get it, I think, at Best Buy, or you can order online. You're going to save money if you order online. And
if you use simplysafebeck.com, you get that 10% discount. You don't want to avoid that.
Thank you. But when you get the box, you open it up, you plug it in, and it automatically tells you, okay, here's what you need to do.
Makes it easy. Walks you right through it.
Yeah. Simply Safe. Simplysafebeck.com. That's simplysafebeck.com. 10 seconds break for station ID. All right. We have the second picture out. We have Chance. Let's put this second picture up for the... should have just sent it to you.
Oh, we're getting...
okay. All right.
We're getting close here.
See? I'm telling you.
Because with the orange... It now has an orange hue to it. It looks very similar.
We put the orange light on it.
So in case you missed the setup here, the NASA photo came out about the black hole. And Glenn, instead of celebrating incredible scientific achievement, decided he believed it was not real and believed it was just a photo of
a glazed donut
with an orange light on it. It
with
hit the right way.
Black velvet background. So you don't see the background.
Mm-hmm.
And but that's not right.
Because it does look like an orange circle now, but it doesn't have the light.
Okay, just took another one. Do we have another? We have another photo. Okay, so what are you? Okay, so wait a minute. What are you? You patted down one side. What did you do? Or just adjust the light?
Just adjusting the light right now.
Just adjusting the light. It's getting closer.
I will say it. It is amazingly close, considering this is just a picture of a donut. It does look close to the NASA photo. Now, it's not exact. I mean,
I will say this. A little brighter.
Glenn, if they didn't release the actual NASA photo and just released your photo of a donut as the actual NASA photo, I would have believed it. Legitimately, I would have been like, oh, wow, look at that. That's amazing.
Okay, hang on. He's going to take another one here. Hitting it with a little harsher light. All right, grab one of those.
Yeah, try that one.
Hang on.
Because the light is bright.
Okay, not quite, but it's getting...
It's getting very close. And because one of the things you notice is the lower side of the photos. And if you want to see these photos, you can get
them. That's the hard part.
Glenn Beck's Twitter. We'll tweet them out from there. But you'll notice one side getting hit with a light a lot brighter than the other is something you'd notice in the initial NASA photo of the black hole, supposedly.
Go to the next one. Go to the next photo because he took a couple.
Well, that one... Did you take a bite out of the donut?
I don't know what you're talking about, but
that one looks like
I don't
think that was appropriate.
I don't think
because I think we've ruined our chances. I think we got pretty freaking close before you took the bite.
Yeah, go back to the that was for me to take the bite, not you to take the bite. I mean, jeez, man. All right. That's pretty close.
Is that the closest one, would you say?
Is that the closest one we can get?
I think that's probably as close as I can get with the lighting in here.
Right, because the brights are a little bright in here, so we're having issues with that. But it's pretty close. Honestly, like if that was released from NASA, I would not question it. And we are sheep.
Can I tell you something? Honestly, that just looks like you could interchange those two and you would not know. You would not know. You would just say, oh, here's another picture of the black hole.
Yeah, yes.
Can we tweet those two side by side? Can tweet those two, from my account. We can tweet those two side by side. It is close enough that people would not know one is a donut and one is a black hole.
What if you say, like, this is another additional image of the black hole has been released by NASA and see if people can tell? Because I don't think they could tell. I do not think that they could tell. That is it's a pretty close and apparently to chance delicious recreation.
I mean, did you
I hope
have
that
breakfast
actual morning? Black hole tastes as good.
Yeah. all right.
It's dense calories in a black hole. By the way, speaking of dense calories, where's our ice cream? We need more ice cream. We still have four to try before the end of the show.
Four?
You know what's amazing about this is we've had a couple of spoonfuls of ice cream of all of these flavors, which I would say that probably comes to a normal bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I am so full.
It's so good.
It's so heavy and good.
And it's so good. Mm. We're trying Brooker's ice cream. If I would have had a donut, it would have been good with it.
Oh, you have extra
Brooker's, I've got one extra.
Brooker's Founders Flavors. Mm. It's this family that is a fan of the show. And they decided to go into the ice cream making company, or ice cream making business, and tie it to our founding of our nation. And it's delicious.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
Are you one of those people who's eaten 5,000 pounds of ice cream in a morning? Then maybe you need a sturdy chair, one that can support you in a lot of places you didn't need support earlier in the day.
Hey, friend, how about if I told you about the new X chair?
Oh, that's perfect.
It's much more like a recliner than a regular office chair. So if you've had 10,000 calories of ice cream, you can go and sit in your X chair and fall fast asleep.
Let's say your core can no longer support you sitting upright. You need an X chair.
X chair. Available now. X chair. Definitely not your grandfather's office chair unless your grandfather was Santa. X chair. Get an X chair now. XChairBeck.com. You'll understand why this is the best office chair made. X basic model now for $100 off or as low as $28 a month with 0% financing. Order today. You get the free footrest as well. You'll be asleep in your office before 9:15. It's X chair. 30-day money-back guarantee. XChairBeck.com. That's XChairBeck.com or 844-4X-Chair. Promo code Beck.
If you missed Glenn's TV show On the Border this week, exposing what's behind the border, you can get it for free at glennbeck.com or YouTube. Make sure you watch this one.
So a fan of our program, a listener to the show, Scott Bertrand, I met last night. He flew in to Dallas with this machine that he invented, and it's incredible. He's a doctor. He'd been working with veterans and people with cerebral palsy, people who have really, really bad backs, and people in wheelchairs. And he thought, you know, everybody always says when you have a bad back, oh, you got to do sit-ups. And he's like, that's the worst thing for your back. You know, you start doing sit-ups and everybody's like, well, that's bad for your back, so don't do the sit-ups. Well, you're telling me to strengthen my core. How do I do it? And he said, I think it was, was it golfers or something? And he started to realize that, you know, the body, where in nature are you actually doing the sit-up? When are you ever doing, when are you laying flat in nature and all of a sudden you just have to sit up and sit back and sit up and sit back? He's like, that's just not a natural movement. And to strengthen the core, if you're only strengthening the back or the stomach, what about the obliques and everything else? So he invented this machine, and this sounds crazy, but he invented this machine, and it's now being picked up by hospitals, especially veteran hospitals, and rehab centers. But it's now being picked up by sports medicine. Some of the big football teams are starting to buy this thing. It's amazing. It's called All Core 360. I did it, and he said, I'm going to kind of go easy on you. And I'm like, look at me. I'm the picture of health. You can go hard. And what you do is you sit in a chair, and you're strapped in. Your legs and everything are strapped in. And he said, if your legs begin to feel like they're working out, he said, you're doing it wrong. All you have to do is sit up straight. That's all you have to do. You put your hands on your chest, and you just sit up straight. And your legs and your waist all strapped in, okay? Then the thing tilts between, I'm sitting at 90 degrees straight. It tilts between 90 and 0 degrees. Okay? So you're either flat on your back sitting in this chair, or you're flat on your face facing the ground. Okay? But your job is to sit up straight. And you have to sit up with the back of the chair. Don't touch the back of the chair. Just keep your shoulders like, you know, so you're sitting up straight the whole time. So you're working the core as this thing spins around. Now, I only did it to 70 degrees. And that was like when it stopped, he said, good sound is going to happen here soon. And it was 10 minutes, 5 minutes one way, 5 minutes the other way. It was the hardest workout I've ever had in my life. And he said, you know, he was telling me some of the success stories of people who are in wheelchairs who don't have any core strength to them. People who have like cerebral palsy, who have bad balance problems, and how their lives are changing. I believe it. It is an amazing, amazing invention. And it goes very much into the line of Ray Kurzweil, where Ray Kurzweil said, you only need 10 minutes a day, but you have to work all of your muscles at the same time. And he invented a machine, but that was like $15,000. And he does it, and he does it 10 minutes a day, and it works every muscle in your body. This one works 50 muscles at the same time, all at the same time. And it's amazing because you're not doing anything. And by the time you get out of the chair, you're like, okay, that was good. And all you did was sit there.
That's interesting. It looks like it. I mean, it almost looks like fun. I mean, I'm sure it's not because it's exercise, but.
I tell you, it would be a machine that I would go and work out on.
Well, because you're just sitting.
Because I'm sitting there.
Right. The Glenn Beck workout.
No, because you know what? Honestly, I felt that. I stood up and I felt that. I felt that. I've never felt it all the way around my core. I felt every muscle.
Oh, yeah.
That
and a couple of days later will be killing you.
Yeah.
Speaking of that.
Yeah.
Maybe we should have some more ice cream.
You know, it has been a tough week. Still. You know, we've solved the border thing. We exposed Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Well, he didn't expose Joe Biden. Joe Biden exposed himself.
Ooh, what are these flavors? One is like a lava rock.
Yeah, one is gray like a lava rock. It is their vanilla.
What?
So it's called Black Madagascar Vanilla Ice Cream. It's
this is
called,
Brooker's Founding Flavors.
It's also called Aaron Burr's Murderous Shot, which is a little dark. But I mean, I guess it's the ice cream's dark.
So I'm going to eat. Which one are you eating?
I'm trying the vanilla, Herm.
Okay, I'm trying the other one. What's the other one?
The other one is Sybil Luddington's heroin hash.
Does it have actual heroin in it?
No, I don't think so. Has malted vanilla ice cream with peanut brittle and chocolate fudge swirl. We're getting into the peanut butter areas, which is this is my favorite place to explore.
But that is really good.
Vanilla is really good.
Vanilla? The now, black
I'm not,
vanilla.
I'm not the type of guy who goes to an ice cream shop and orders the vanilla ice cream.
No.
I want toppings and I want everything jammed in there. I basically want to be eating a mouthful of candy that's cold.
What makes this black? The bean that would be brown, wouldn't it?
Yeah. No, it's a black Madagascar bean. I don't know. Who knows? Who cares? Why do we care about that? Is it good? It's good.
Oh my gosh, that's the vanilla is like really good.
Really good. This is again from.
I've never tasted a vanilla quite like that. Have you?
No, it's different.
It's very different.
You got to do something with a vanilla. I mean, you know, I hear that vanilla is still the most popular flavor of ice cream in America, and it's like I just don't. I mean, vanilla's fine. It's fine, but I mean, how can it be the most popular in a capitalist society with all these amazing innovations?
Well, Hershey. Hershey makes vanilla good.
This peanut brittle ice cream is insane.
I've mixed the two together.
Oh my god, it's so good. It's so overwhelming. I just feel like I just sat on a core machine for the last half an hour. Except it was working the opposite. Like it destroyed my core somehow.
I feel like I'm probably going to sit on a evacuation machine for a little while.
I don't think we need to hear that.
I mean,
while we were eating.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I don't. Can we just?
Core is like. Okay, dude, I give up. I can't sit upright anymore. I can't.
What a perfect, as you're talking about, the evacuation machine. Let's transfer to Arthur Brooks' podcast this weekend. Now, you might say that's not a very good transition, and I would agree. We talked about Arthur Brooks just a minute ago.
Now, Arthur Brooks, in case you don't know who he is, he went to college.
You've got some black Madagascar ice cream on your mustache. I can't take you seriously.
Well, I can't take you seriously ever.
Why do I have?
No.
I'm just an idiot? Okay.
Yeah.
He's relatively well-known guy. I mean, he's a big guy in the conservative circles, but he's been able to cross those lines and convince people in the middle and on the left that things like capitalism actually work.
I think he has that skill in him because he's an artist. Do you know what he went to school for?
No.
The French horn.
Really?
He played the French horn. Wow. He went to school, and I bet his dad was like, oh, that's money well spent there, son. And he wanted to be a professional French hornist. And so he went, I think that's the right way to say it. And so he went on tour. He ends up, I think, in India. And he stays in India for a while. And then he lives abroad, I think, in maybe Spain. And he stays in Spain. And he's playing the French horn. But at the time, he's seeing, you know, how bad things are in India and how bad things are in Spain and the socialism that's happening. And he decides to go, I think he goes back to school and he decides to start the American Enterprise Institute. He does that for a while. He just quit. And now he's going to be a professor at Harvard. And it couldn't be a better professor at Harvard than Arthur Brooks. I spent the day talking to him for this podcast. Here's a clip of what's coming out tomorrow.
We're the Americans we always were. But it's a hard time. It's a hard time because after a financial crisis and all the stresses and strains, the belief that people in Washington, people who are in charge have left us behind, we get a dignity gap. There's a lot of despair when you travel around this country, mm-hmm. and that despair is metastasized into something really dangerous, mm-hmm. which is contempt, the belief that somebody who disagrees with you is utterly worthless. The populism in Washington, the despair in the country, the fact that economic growth has largely been focused on just the top 20% of the income distribution, this is kind of made up nasty mix of mm-hmm. circumstances, an ecosystem that's really dangerous. Now put in social media mm-hmm. and anonymity. All this together has created this environment that we see today where we're still Americans. We're just not our best selves.
Are we misjudging each other? For instance, the border. I'm mm-hmm. convinced that the cry for a border wall is not really a cry for a border wall. It's a cry. I have trusted you to take care of our problems. I've trusted you that you cared about somebody coming in with ill intent, somebody coming in with drugs, people coming in and doing nefarious things. I trusted you for so long, and you keep telling me you want to fix it, and then you don't. I want a wall, not because I'm afraid of because of Mexicans. I want a wall because I don't believe you actually mean this. And if I don't have a permanent wall, you can do whatever you want. But when the next guy comes in, or when you don't have to be reelected, you're going to stop taking care of these things. And I think a lot of the frustration that's happening, that is being made into, oh, you're a racist, is actually, I don't trust the government anymore. I don't trust people in power anymore. And I want something fixed that used to be common sense.
Hmm. You know, there are a lot of issues like this that happen in times of real political polarization, where it's not about the specific political case at hand. These are avatar issues. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll see, by the way, the left, on the political left in America, we're talking effectively about open borders. You know, the Democratic Party doesn't want open borders. They've never talked about open borders before, but the reason they are is to be in contrast to what mm-hmm. they think Trump is talking about. Mm-hmm. And the people who support Donald Trump are saying what they're saying about the wall to be in contrast to what they believe mm-hmm. the other side believes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in these times of incredible polarization, we do theater. This is kind of, and again, I understand it's important to have sovereignty. I understand it's important to have rule of law. But a lot of the times in the discussions that we have, we're trying to set ourselves apart from the other side. We're actually making issues that have traditionally not been at the center of the American conversation into those that are, because we can get the daylight, the maximum amount of daylight between the two sides. And I think that's a perfect example.
It's Albert Brooks. Albert. I keep calling him Albert. Arthur Brooks. And he's going to be a part of our podcast on Saturday, tomorrow. Make sure you get it wherever podcasts are found. Make sure you subscribe and rate and review. That helps other people discover it. All right. Let me tell you about our sponsor this half hour. It's LifeLock. Scammers are out there. It's tax season. Monday is tax day. Oh, man, I can't wait to feel so charitable on Monday. How about you, Stu? How much money did you give to charity this year?
Oh, I had a nice big fat. Well, it's not. I didn't write the check. They're just going to suck it out of my bank account on Monday.
Yeah,
and I'm really excited about it. I had to sign the forms and stuff last night and mail all the stuff out. And Matt, man, that's a giant chunk. I could have done something else with it.
Yeah,
could have. Maybe.
I get the opportunity to pay taxes four times a year.
Oh, the quarterly thing. That's
yeah,
fun.
I
that's
love fun. That. They just vacuum and just Hoover stuff up. Four times a year. So I get to feel charitable four times a year.
Do you want to, I mean, you can publicly ask for this. What if they were to do it every month, like 12 times a year, maybe every day? They just suck money out of your account. Wouldn't that be so much fun? You could have that excitement every day. See how much they're going to take now.
I love that. To do good things with.
Oh, yeah.
Things that I know I support. Anyway, if you get an email from the IRS, it's not an email from the IRS, most likely. The IRS is not sending emails with attachments that you have to open. This is a scam, and the subject line will say tax account transcript or something like that. don't open it. It's a scam, and they're trying to steal your identity. Now, you can protect yourself from all kinds of identity scams by just signing up for LifeLock at LifeLock.com. Use the promo code Beck. You're going to save 10% right now on LifeLock.com. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com. Use the promo code Beck. Get 10% off now. LifeLock.com. Welcome to the Glenn Beck Program. We're so glad that you're here. There's a couple of notes here that if you did not see... You're having another bowl. I don't think I could do it, Stu.
No, it's two more flavors to try.
Oh, my gosh. Brooker's Founding Flavors. This is a... They're fans of the show. Best ice cream you've ever had. They're going to start shipping them nationally soon. At least I hope. Follow them on Instagram. It's Brooker's Founding Flavors. It's best ice cream I've ever had. Bar none.
Yeah, it's very,
Pat says the same thing.
Very good. So we have George Washington's Indispensable Flavor, dark chocolate ice cream, peanut butter cups, peanut butter candies, peanut butter swirl, and Crispus Attucks First Patriot Casualty Speculus, which I would say is like cookie butter ice cream, basically, with chocolate covered the Biscoff cookies or Speculus cookies, cocoa nibs, and Speculus butter swirl.
Love it.
Or cookie
anyway,
butter.
Brooker's Founding Flavors. I don't know if they'll ship it to you now. I mean, you can't order it online, but maybe they'll ship it to you. I have a special occasion or something. This is really good ice cream. Yesterday, I did another chalkboard, and this is probably the most complicated story I think we've ever tried to lay out on a chalkboard, ever.
Yeah.
And it is the corruption of Joe Biden. And you can find it now on theblazetv.com/Glenn. It was last night's TV show. On Monday, we're going to give you part two. Which is another, this one will, Mondays will, are going to make Joe Biden look like a rookie. When you see Monday's show with what he has pulled off in China, you will understand why people who have been researching this for several years say he's the most corrupt vice president in history. If he gets in, and there is a Republican Congress, I will tell you, I think his family will go to jail because this investigation. Paul Manafort went to jail for exactly the same thing that we just talked about last night. And what we showed you Joe Biden did with his son in Ukraine is obscene, but it's nothing, nothing compared to what we're going to show you on Monday. Joe Biden and his China piggy bank. That's on Monday. You can find them now at glennbeck.com or blazetv.com/Glenn.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.